Christ. He said, I know men. I tell you, Jesus is not a man. He commanded us to believe and gives no other reason than his awful word, I am God. Philosophers try to solve the mysteries of the universe with their empty dissertations. Fools they are, like an infant that cries to have the moon to be their plaything. Christ never hesitated. He speaks with authority. His religion is a mystery, but it subsists by his own force. He seeks and absolutely requires the love of men. And most difficult thing in the world to claim. Alexander, Caesar, Hannibal conquered the world, but they had no friends. I founded my empire upon force. Jesus founded his empire on love. And at this hour, millions would die for him. What an abyss between my misery and the eternal kingdom of Christ, who is proclaimed loved and adored, and which is extending all over the world. In his death, I tell you, the death of Christ is the death of a God. I tell you, Jesus Christ is God. That was Napoleon's testimony of Christ. The glory of Christmas is a person. If you have missed the person, you'll certainly miss the center, you miss the meaning, and you miss the preciousness and beauty of this glory, which we call Christmas. This Christmas, only a few will see beyond the bright wrappings and the colored lights and the lavish entertainment and the lovely gifts. The glory of Christmas. The glory of Christmas can only come in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You ask, how is this possible to enter into the glory of Christmas? One must accept it by faith on what Christ has said about the sending of his Son for Christmas. Jesus said it when he was witnessing to Nicodemus that one dark night when Nicodemus came to Jesus and asked him the way of life. Jesus said to him, for God so loved the world that he gave. You ever wonder why that Christmas time people are always giving gifts? You ever wonder why people were just seem to do anything they can? Because it was Christmas in the eyes of God who said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. First of all, God gave us some good tidings. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The message is personal to you. It is vital. He came to be your Savior. You want to have a glorious Christmas, you invite the Savior to come into your heart. Secondly, God had a great purpose. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Wonders of wonders, awe of all awe. God not only loves us, but he sent his Son to prove it, to put away our sins by his death on the cross. Thirdly, it was an eternal blessing. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. You want to get the glory of Christmas? You want to get what Manny had, you want to get what Mrs. McLaw had, you want to get what the old doc got? It's receiving Jesus Christ by faith. Brings one into the sharing of the untold riches, both of now and forever, for a glorious and how glorious day of your life. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. The word that Isaiah used means more than God's present. It means that he will be with his people and in the providential dealing with them. It means the very presence of the virgin-born child brought God to his people. Emmanuel, God with us. Or may I say a little plainly, God to us, or God us, with us in God. God to us, or with us, is God. Isaiah was prophesying that he would be born of a virgin and would be God with us. With us is God. Therefore, it was to show us who are wicked and sinful and depraved. We cannot change God's design, nor his will. His will be accomplished, whether you are willing to hear him or you're unwilling to hear him. It is still going to take place. The Bible says it is appointed on a man once to die and then the judgment. You'll never change that. To the Lord himself and to his own free will, literally, was unmasked by God for us. Here he is. Paul the Apostle talked about the great mystery of the Old Testament, the great mystery that people just couldn't figure it out. Daniel couldn't figure it out, and Isaiah couldn't figure it out. They talked about it. David sang about it. Prophets preached about it. But they just could not unlock the mystery. And Paul the Apostle says, here he is. Jesus says, here I am. Here I am. The invitation, just as Emmanuel on his deathbed told the drunken Dr. McLaw, his father, whom he didn't realize, that God offered him a gift, Emmanuel. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So should we take Emmanuel as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we enter into the glories of Christmas, for all time and for all eternity. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. You know, wise men still follow the star. They still follow the Christ. He was the greatest child ever born. He was the greatest prophecy ever fulfilled. He was the greatest event to come to pass. Doesn't it amaze you that this one little particular thing that happened over 2,000 years ago, people are still talking about it? People still believe in baby Jesus in the manger. They still believe that the angels came to those shepherds. Amen. And proclaimed the Christ child's birth. They still believe in the wise men who came with three gifts, a gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I heard a fellow say the other day, he says, we try not to get so caught up in the commercialized Christmas. So we do as the wise men do. We only get three gifts. We only get three gifts. Isn't it amazing how people still think of that, still talk about that? Even the world who really didn't have anything to do with God for 364 days, only that one day, they do take out a time and talk about Christmas. He was the greatest event to come to pass. And he was the greatest revelation ever to be revealed. And he was the greatest sacrifice ever to be offered. Jesus Christ, not only the babe in the manger, but he was God. He lived a perfect life. No one could ever challenge his morality. No one could ever challenge his holiness. He was perfect. He was God. Yet he allowed mankind to take him to the hill of Calvary. And while they were nailing the nails into his hand, he cried and prayed to his Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." For you and I, as they sunk that cross into the ground, and people poked fun at him, the thief on the cross to his right said, "Remember me." And the Savior said, "Today thou wilt be with me in paradise." And he cried, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" I'll tell you why he forsook him. Because of yours and my sin. That's why Jesus, God, had to turn. Because God is perfect and God is righteous. And God could not. But, hey, I've got good news for you. The blood that was shed on the cross. God is blood blind. And he can't see through the blood. That was the perfect, ultimate, awesome sacrifice, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He says, "I take your sins and I cast them into the deepest sea, never remember again. I cast them far to the east as from the west." Why would we ever walk away from salvation? Why would we ever say, "Nah, I don't want none of that. I don't believe that junk"? Why would any man ever do that? If Satan has blinded their eyes. Satan has blinded their eyes. That they would not believe. But the sad thing about it, the same thing is going to happen to Satan. The same thing is going to happen to you if you don't receive Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. Scripture says you burn in hell forever. And God says, "Here it is. Here it is. Get it? I've sent preachers. I've sent evangelists. I've sent missionaries. I've sent friends and mamas and daddies and children to tell you about the great story of Jesus Christ." And you say, "I don't want it." Don't say you weren't warned. God, as you study the Scripture, talks about the free will of mankind. Mankind has a choice. Just like Adam and Eve had a choice to take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, "Don't take of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you take of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die." God commanded them. But God did not put harnesses or ropes around them to keep them from that tree. He gave them a choice. Just like he gives you a choice tonight. Will you receive this Jesus? Will you receive this Jesus like the old doc received? Little man received. Manny's mama received. You're going to receive that or say, "Yeah, I'll take my chances." Boy, that's a pretty tough deal. I pray today that you'd accept him. It's real. Nothing, all this, all the prophecies of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years. And they've been answered. How could you ever figure that one out? It's real. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for today. Thank you for the privilege that we have to preach the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you just speak to our hearts. Lord, if there'd be anyone here tonight that even like old Doc, who was so far from God, so far from the holiness of God, so far into sin, said in his heart, "God wouldn't have me." My friend, God will have you. He loves you. He'll give you life everlasting.
Amen.
All you have to do is call upon His name. You say, how do you do that? Let me help you. Just say, just pray with me. Say, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe You died on the cross and rose on the third day. Come into my heart and save me right now. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one looked around. I would not embarrass on anyone, but you're here tonight. Say, preacher, that's me tonight. I prayed that prayer. Would you lift your hand? I ask Jesus in my heart. God bless you. Anyone else, God bless you. Say, preacher, will you pray for me? I ask Jesus in my heart tonight. Father, we thank You for tonight. We thank You for this magnificent play that You've given us. We thank You for the marvelous Word of God that it teaches us. Thank You for heaven. The troubles and sorrows of this world don't even shadow the grandeur of heaven that we're going to get to have someday. Lord, I pray tonight You'd speak to our hearts. Lord, there'd be anyone here today not sure they're saved, not sure they're on their way to heaven. Dear God, right now, right here, at this spot, they'd receive You as their Savior. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm going to ask everyone to stand to your feet. You're here tonight and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm going to get it. And I'd sure like that. I'd sure like to find out about that. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Pianist is going to play. You come, say, preacher, tonight I want to be saved. I want to be saved like that old drunkard doctor. I want to be saved like that child. You know, I was 14 years old when I trusted Christ as my personal Savior. Boy, I tell you what, I'm sure glad I'm saved. I'm sure glad I'm on my way to heaven. Are you on your way to heaven? You say, preacher, I don't know that. Hey, let me show you from the Word of God. I'm not here to make a Baptist out of you. Good night. I didn't conjure you here to get here. I'm just glad you're here. But I'll tell you what, there's a God in heaven that loves you and cares for you. I'm telling you what, you have no idea about tomorrow. I just got a call about an hour ago. Sheriff's office asked me to go in and make a death notification. Couldn't make it. I said, I got church. I'll send somebody else. Last week, I had a little child pass. The other day, we had another. I mean, it just, people die all over. You say, well, not me. You have no idea. Boy, make sure of it today. Make sure you're on your way to heaven. You'll never know. Why don't you come right now? Take me by the hand and say, preacher, today I want to get saved. Or tonight say, preacher, I prayed that prayer with you. I asked Jesus in my heart. Why don't you come? Now, Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. We thank You for the opportunity You've given us to bring forth the Word of God. Thank You for this choir, dedicated folks, and our pianists and our leaders. Lord, all these that work so hard to play. God, I pray You bless them. Thank You so much for what You've given to them and given to us as we enjoyed their work. Lord, may we thank them for that in Jesus' name. Amen.